Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline.
Hi, everyone. My name is Peter. Every Saturday, we like to review all the things we learned together. We can even see the fun features, too.
Hey, before we get started, let's start by talking about the weekend. The weekend is for fun things, not just working hard.
Good point. Well, this weekend, I am going to see some friends. We might go see a movie and have dinner afterwards.
That sounds like a great weekend plan. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, but I will definitely relax.
Well, you're always welcome to join us for the movie, and if you're not interested in a movie, just come out for dinner.
Well, thanks, Peter.
You're welcome. Well, movies are a great place to go during the summer, wouldn't you say? What is a reason why you like seeing movies in the theater?
Oh, I like seeing movies in the theater because it's nice and cool in the theater, especially when it's very hot outside. It's nice to go into a cool theater.
I like seeing movies with lots of people. When something's funny, we all laugh together. When something's scary, we're all scared at the same time.
That is a nice part of going to the theater. Although, I don't like watching movies during the day. The theater is dark, and when you come back outside, it feels like I wasted the day.
Well then, go to the beach instead. You will not feel like you've wasted the day then.
What do you usually like to do at the beach, Peter?
Well, I like sitting in the warm sand or being in the cool water. And we'll talk more about that, but right now, let's review those lessons together.
What are you doing, Alex?
I'm buying movie tickets.
What is the movie?
It's The Mummy. It stars Tom Cruise.
Who's going?
Linda and I are going. Can you come with us?
What day are you going?
We're going on Friday night.
I can't go. I'm busy on Friday.
I love summer movies.
How often do you watch movies?
I watch them at least once a week in the summer.
You see a lot of movies. I only watch some movies.
Do you have a favorite actor?
Yes, I like Eddie Redmayne.
I like him too. And my favorite actress is Jennifer Lawrence. Oh. So, Linda, did you like The Mummy?
Yes, there was a lot of action in it. But it was also scary.
The mummy was scary. She was also really nasty.
She was. The chase through London was really exciting.
Would you see it again?
No. Although I liked it a lot, I wouldn't see it again. Once was enough.
What did you think of the movie, James?
To be honest, I didn't like it very much.
Why not? I liked it a lot. The actors were so good.
They were, but the story didn't make any sense.
But there was a lot of action.
True, but I like a good story. I don't like to watch one action scene after another.
The weekend is almost here. Do you have any plans?
Yes, I'm going to the beach with Alex and Rob. Do you want to come?
That's a great idea. What do you usually do at the beach?
I will probably grab a blanket, a book, and beach umbrella.
Do you like swimming?
Yes, but Rob and Alex really like water sports.
Are you excited about our trip?
Yes, but the weather is really hot. The beach will be crowded.
That's because everyone wants to cool off in the water.
We should go in the water too.
Let's go surfing. The waves should be nice and big.
I didn't bring a surfboard.
Don't worry. We can rent some at the beach.
Great!
Do you have any sunscreen?
Yes, I have 2 bottles.
I like the beach, but I don't enjoy sunbathing.
I don't either. I don't tan. I burn.
Sunscreen protects your skin from cancer.
Good. Some people only put it on once, but you should put it on every few hours.
Yes, it's especially important to put on sunscreen after you get out of the water.
Can you pass me that towel?
Sure.
Surfing is fun, but now I'm tired.
Me too. It's a great workout.
What other water sports do you like, Alex?
I enjoy snorkeling. I like looking at the fish, turtles, and other animals in the ocean.
That sounds really cool.
What about you, Rob?
I just like to go swimming. It's a lot of fun.
Sandy is my best friend. Every day, she joins me at school. We talk and tell each other everything. But today, Sandy wasn't in school. I didn't know where she was. I started to feel worried. I hoped she wasn't sick. At break time, I sent her a message. But Sandy didn't answer. After school, I call her.
Are you sick?
I ask.
No,
she says.
Why didn't you come to school today?
I ask.
I went to the hospital to see my dad. He has a problem with his heart.
I feel bad for her. I don't say anything for a moment.
I'm so sorry. Is he okay?
I ask. Sandy said she doesn't know. The doctors detected a problem during his checkup last week. He went into the hospital today.
Why didn't you tell me?
I ask. But Sandy just says she has to go. I know that Sandy must be scared. I want to comfort her. But what can I do? What would you do?
Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the conversations.
Yeah, it's a great way to practice together. Don't worry, you won't get a score or a grade. Yes, we are teachers. But Pauline, let's start with the first question.
Okay. The mummy. Can you tell us what this is?
Oh, yes. We learned about a fun movie this summer. The title of the movie is The Mummy. The movie is exciting, with a lot of action. But it might be a little scary, so don't let little kids watch it.
That was great. Friends, can you try talking about a movie at home? Start with the title of the movie. Say the title of the movie is, and then tell a friend about it.
We talked about this word action this week. Can you tell us what it means?
I know. Action is the exciting part of a movie. Often there are chases or fights during an action scene.
Yes, I love those kind of movies. When there's a lot of action in a movie, we call it an action movie. Here's another question. So who stars in the movie The Mummy?
Me?
Not even close. Okay, try again.
Oh, I know. This movie star is really famous, and I have seen many movies that this actor has been in.
Okay, so who is it?
Tom Cruise. He stars in The Mummy.
Yes, very good. Okay, let's move on. We also went to the beach this week. Our friends even went swimming.
Yes, swimming is fun, but I want to talk about snorkeling. Can you tell us what snorkeling is, Peter?
Okay, well, this is when you go swimming, but you have different gear. You wear goggles and have a thing called a snorkel, so you can breathe underwater and see all the fish.
I love snorkeling. What are some other things you can do at the beach besides getting a sunburn? Remember to put on sunscreen.
Okay, well, you can go surfing. I think that would be great.
You are really good at surfing, I think.
Yes. Well, you know, Pauline, we're out of time. Friends, let's take a short break right now. We'll be back after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break. What helps you when you are having serious problems at home?
Oh, that's an interesting question. This week we had a talk about it. And in the talk about it, we have two friends. One is going through a hard time. If you are a best friend, what would you do in this kind of situation?
That's a really good question. I think the most important thing is that your friend knows you care. And maybe you offer to listen to her.
Yes, well, that is something that is not easy for anyone. I know that our friends are really important to us during times like this.
We have something else that is important, and that is our features. Let's watch them right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. It's summer, and that is my favorite time of year. Why? Because there are so many good movies to see. I go to see a movie about once a week. I like to sit in a dark theater with many other people, eat popcorn, and watch a movie.
Summer is a very popular time to see movies. Hollywood puts out some of its biggest films every summer. There are funny movies and serious movies. There are movies with lots of action and excitement. There are scary movies too. There is something for everyone. This summer, you can see superheroes on the big screen. You can see a new Spider-Man movie and a movie about Wonder Woman. There's also a movie called The Mummy. In this one, the mummy is a woman. And, of course, there are lots of fun movies. The Minions are back in a new movie. And, if you liked the movie Cars, you can see all your favorite characters and some new ones this summer. Summer movies are fun.
When it's hot outside, I love to sit in a cool theater and enjoy a movie. I often go with my friends, then we talk about the movie after we see it. Sometimes we even go and see a movie more than once. So go see a movie. See you next time on Jack's File.
Listens when I talk. He goes with me for a walk. When I sleep, he sleeps too. He does everything that I do. If someone tries to make me mad, he hangs his head and looks so sad. He cuddles up and licks my hand and tells me that he understands. Pets have love that never ends. Pets will be your lifelong friends. They know when you're feeling sad and do the best to make you glad. The love and care to go with you anywhere. Pet, have love that never ends. Pet, will be your lifelong friend. Come on. Pet, have love that never ends. Lifelong friends. They know when you're feeling sad and do the best to make you glad. Love and care to go with you anywhere.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about oceans. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Sandy Beach.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Sandy. Sandy, I have a question today from Helen Kim of Seoul, South Korea. Can you help us answer it?
I can try.
Great. Helen writes, in school, we've learned that the ocean covers 71% of the Earth. That's a lot of water. We also learned that there are 5 oceans in the world. Can you teach me the English names of the 5 oceans?
Sure, I would love to.
You spend a lot of time near the ocean, right, Nancy?
Yes, my house is right on the beach, so I could see the ocean from my house.
So, Sandy, what are the English names of the 5 oceans?
Well, the biggest ocean is the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean divides Asia, Australia, and the Americas.
Yes. The second largest ocean is the Atlantic Ocean. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. The Atlantic Ocean is the body of water between the Americas and Europe and Africa.
What's the third largest ocean?
The third largest ocean is the Indian Ocean. The Indian Ocean is surrounded by South Asia, Africa, and Australia.
Interesting. And what are the names of the last 2 oceans?
The last 2 smaller oceans are the Southern Ocean and the Arctic Ocean.
Okay, let's review. Sandy, please say the names of the oceans one more time, and then friends, you can repeat after her.
Great. Pacific Ocean. Atlantic Ocean. Indian Ocean. Southern Ocean. Arctic Ocean.
Great job, friends. Thanks for your help today, Sandy. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Brett, is that you? Darling!
Oh, hello, Scarlett.
Brett, are you upset with me?
Why, no, dear. What on earth would make you think that?
It's the way you're holding your gun.
Oh, sorry, dear.
And also, you usually send me a letter every day.
Yes, I do.
I always look forward to your letters, darling. So why didn't you send me a letter today?
I heard that. Who said that? It's me again. Oh,
splendid sentence man.
It's super sentence man, and it's good to be back in 1865 again. Whoa! Watch where you point that thing, buddy.
Oh, sorry. Well, why are you here this time? Did my wife say something wrong?
No. She said something right. So right, in fact, it was a super sentence. Why didn't you do something today? She said, why didn't you send me a letter today?
Why, dear, that was a splendid sentence.
It was a super sentence, and I wonder if you could share another one with me.
Oh, I'd be glad to. Why didn't you shave today?
Why didn't you shave today?
I didn't have time. There's a war going on outside, you know.
Super. Well, what about you, Brett? Do you have one for me?
Yes, sir. Dear, you worry too much. Why don't you, do something, like plan something with your friends today?
Oh, you mean, why didn't you plan something with your friends today? That's a super question! And, you know, that's a super sentence.
Maybe you're right.
And maybe that was super! A super sentence every day will make your English great!
So, why didn't you send me a letter today?
Darling, it's only 8:30 in the morning. I forgot my hat again. Goodbye.
Oh, Brett!
Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. Reviewing what you have learned is very important. Doesn't it help to hear those conversations again?
Yes, it does help. Learning a new language is difficult. We understand. We think that you are doing a great job.
Friends, which was your favorite lesson today? You can talk to a friend about the lesson you liked the most to practice.
Yes, there were movies. There was the beach, and don't forget about the talk about it. The talk about it was interesting to me because this is a situation that we all face. You enjoyed the beach, right?
Yes, I always love talking about the beach. It's just such a happy subject.
Well, friends, join us again on Monday for great new lessons. We'll see you then, right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.